This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Deonte M. Robinson Appellant, decided April 29, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, NUM ED 112322, Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus A, cause number 22SL CR00401, Deonte M. Robinson, Honorable Dean P. Waldemar, Appellant, filed April 29, 2025. Introduction. Deonte M. Robinson, appeals his convictions of second-degree murder and armed criminal action. 1. In his sole point on appeal, Robinson contends the trial court erred in finding him guilty of second-degree murder because the state failed to produce sufficient evidence to disprove he acted in self-defense. Specifically, Robinson argues the evidence demonstrated victim was the initial aggressor, and he reasonably believed deadly force was necessary to protect himself from a forcible felony. This court holds the state provided sufficient evidence to disprove Robinson's defense of self-defense. Accordingly, the judgment of the trial court is affirmed. Worse. Robinson's only argument regarding his armed criminal action conviction asserts, his court should reverse his conviction for murder in the second degree and the attached charge of armed criminal action. Because Robinson does not develop an argument regarding his armed criminal action conviction, we do not analyze this conviction. See State v. Caves, 700 SW3D 596, 599 MOAPAED 2024, stating it is not within the province of this court to decide arguments that are merely asserted but not developed. 2. Factual and procedural background. On December 31st, 2021, Robinson attended a gathering at his mother's mother house. Victim and some members of victim's family, including victim's girlfriend, their children, his brother, and some of Robinson's siblings were also present at the gathering. Robinson and victim were introduced and they engaged in a conversation about who would win a car race. This discussion led to a physical altercation where Robinson displayed a firearm. Other guests intervened and defused the altercation. Victim then left the house. Realizing he had forgotten his child's car seat, victim returned to the house to retrieve it and then headed out to his vehicle. Robinson then went outside with a gun in his hand. Victim noticed Robinson's vehicle was blocking his vehicle in the driveway and asked Robinson to move his vehicle, but Robinson refused. The two began to argue again. During the argument, victim threw the car seat in Robinson's direction. The car seat missed Robinson and landed in the yard. Approximately 4 seconds later, Robinson shot victim 4 times. Victim later died from his gunshot wounds. The state charged Robinson with first-degree murder and armed criminal action. Robinson waived his right to a jury trial, and the matter proceeded to a bench trial. At trial, the state produced video footage of the shooting that was captured by a neighbor's doorbell camera. 2. The state also presented testimony of girlfriend, brother, a medical examiner, and one of the officers who responded to the scene. Girlfriend stated Robinson was the only person with a gun at the gathering, victim had nothing in his hands when Robinson shot him, and the shots were fired about 4 or 5 seconds after the car seat was thrown. Brother also testified Robinson was the only person. Two versions of the video were produced at trial. The record indicates a 17-second doorbell camera video was initially entered as an exhibit by the state. A longer 3-minute, 48-second version of the video was also entered into evidence on the second day of trial with no objections. However, only the 17-second version of the video was made part of the record on appeal. 3. He saw with a gun that night, and victim was empty-handed when Robinson shot him. The medical examiner confirmed victim was shot 3 times in the back and 1 in the chest. The medical examiner further stated the gunshot wounds caused victim's death. The officer who was present at the scene testified he did not find a weapon on or near victim's person while he was attending to victim. Mother and Robinson's siblings testified on Robinson's behalf. Mother testified victim ran up and threw a car seat at Robinson during the altercation outside the home. Mother did not recall seeing anyone other than Robinson raise or fire a gun. Robinson's siblings testified they had a different vantage point from Mother, but gave a similar account of the events, and his brother stated Robinson was the only person he saw with a gun that night. Also, Robinson testified in his own defense. He stated, victim hit him first inside the home. When they were outside the house, he explained, victim through the car seat, and he kind of like ducked. Robinson then turned to look at victim and saw H.E.